Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that we understand and know that you know everything. You're all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving. And so we draw near to you so as to wake up to the days that's ordained for us, that name that is written in heaven. So thank you this morning again, Father God, that your mercies are new and it motivates us like the manna in the desert that Israel received. And it's, and through it we overcome in every way because in it we find grace and mercy for the time of need. So, hallelujah, bless this word to us this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 119 from verse 137 to 144 from the CEB translation. Lord, you are righteous and your rules are right. The laws you commanded are righteous, completely trustworthy. Anger consumes me because my enemies have forgotten what you've said. Your word has been tried and tested. Your servant loves your word. I'm insignificant and unpopular, but I don't forget your precepts. Your righteousness lasts forever. Your instruction is true. Stress and strain have caught up with me, but your commandments are my joy. Your laws are righteous forever. Help me understand so I can live.
Hallelujah. I love this end part in that there. Your laws, your precepts, your commands, your instructions are righteous forever. Help me understand so I can live. And that live is live the life and the life in abundance, the eternal life, the God quality of life. So it's so wonderful to understand, you know, that we were all born into this world through our parents. We then woke up to a father and mother, a family, and then we started getting seduced to our family, what the family represents, and then to the things around us, and then what people said, and then what we started believing. But then there came a time that we started perceiving we are much more than our family name. We come from God. He placed us in our mother's womb. Our days were ordained, were written while there were yet none of them. And he made us fearfully and wonderfully were we made. And then we're waking up to our origin that goes back to God. And then we as we get into the word, we see it goes back right to even before the world began. We were predestined in Christ, Ephesians 1:4. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. So that predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless is a life, a destiny, a purpose found in God. So our origins go right back to Jesus then already. He's the firstborn among many brethren. And then we surrender our lives. We're born again, as Jesus says, and then we enter into the kingdom and then we see the kingdom. And so the whole thing now of drawing close to the Lord morning by morning on a daily basis is to wake up to that which is laid out for us. We are God's workmanship for good works laid out there for us. And the thing is now we have a good heart. That's the significance of the parable and the seed and the sower. The end result of that whole understanding was so that we can have good hearts so that we can bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. So if we go into the what is necessary to have the good hearts, we see there that the seed that fell along the path, not just a good heart, didn't have understanding, and then the devil, the evil one, stole it first off. So there was no development, there was no growth, because it's making you know, that type of heart receives the word in a bad way, not with a willing heart. It's you don't understand that you've got an origin. You don't understand the importance of God's word that's alive, that quickens you, that motivates you and keeps you developing on schedule. So that's the first thing you need. You draw close with the expectation and the joy of seeing yourself, finding yourself anew every morning. And then it goes on. So when you understand that, you draw close and you look into the perfect law and you changed, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. You are changed from glory to glory, because you understand you've come home. You now, through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and their work of redemption, you've come home, and now you're enjoying it. And then more than that, there you're going, so you get in joy in the morning, then you're going out, and then you've been tested. That's the second seed. And you don't throw away your joy, or you don't stop looking to the Lord. You remember what you got, what is given to you, and then you know He's also a very present help. And so you're not tested beyond what you can handle, and He shows you the way of escape. So it's overcoming the testings that come out our way, because those testings are our size. We can overcome it. And then the third seed speaks about that it falls on rocky ground, and then we allow the cares of this world. And we know we've come out of this world. We are kingdom kids, and we got a destiny, a path to walk like Jesus, a life to be fulfilled like Jesus in truth. Because as my Father sent me, so I send you. And so we don't allow the things of this world to rob us. And so that's the way we focus. We on fire for the Messiah. He lights our fires day by day, and we just develop on schedule. That's the joy and the beauty that brings the joy. We're rejoicing in what God found joy in. He found joy in our name, and now we're rejoicing in our name written in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed as you go out with joy, and you'll be led forth in peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.